The Virginia Museum of Transportation supports the Shenandoah Rail Corridor's Rails with Trails project, which involves a 50-mile stretch of the Norfolk Southern B line running from Front Royal to Broadway, Virginia. Tom Cox with the museum says it aligns with their mission.
We feel the need to, A, preserve rail heritage. B, the other issue being that whether we're talking about rails that are capable of running 611, not all configurations are able to accept a locomotive of that size. And we're not sure about that section up there per se, but it does look, at least theoretically, that it could run.
Cox says the 611 excursions are a source of income that helps support the upkeep of this historic locomotive. But he adds there just aren't enough tracks to run excursions on because they're not allowed to run on Norfolk Southern's main line. He says Virginia is behind other states in cashing in on excursions.
But you go further west, even into West Virginia, and you have multiple excursion locomotives, and they're very popular. 611, during our last run, over 5 weekends, we had 21,000 ticketed passengers.
Some would prefer trails without rails. According to VDOT, a recreational trail would cost $164 million, while restoring the rail line with an adjacent trail would cost $687 million. Denise Allen-Membrano, WFIR News.